need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好, I'm Rob.
大家好,我是Helen, 欢迎收听你问我答节目。
Let's get straight on with today's question.
Okay, let's read this one that's been emailed to us from Tommy.
I am a student at Henan University. I'm a bit confused about some words. Abandon, desert, relinquish, forsake, resign, and give up. Their Chinese meaning is too similar, so I don't know which is the most relevant to use in English. I want to know how to use them properly. Thank you, Tommy.
谢谢 Tommy 的提问，他想知道在什么情况下他可以用这些词。首先是抛弃、放弃
，abandon，
遗弃
；desert，
放弃、松开
；relinquish，
背弃
；forsake，
辞职
；resign，
让出、停止
；and give up。
那么刚才我们听到的这几个词，在中文里的意思都很相似。But Rob, do they mean different things in English?
Well, yes, they do, although they all describe leaving something, but the correct word to use depends on the situation.
The situation. 什么时候用什么词还是要看具体情况的。Let's look at the words one by one. What do you think, Rob? Rob?
Oh, did you think I'd abandoned you? I was just illustrating the word abandon. This is where you completely give up on something before it's finished.
在这里放弃 abandon 这个意思呢是指在某件事情结束之前就完全放弃了。
Here are some examples.
It started raining, so we had to abandon the game.
They had to abandon building the house because they couldn't afford to finish it.
You can also use the word abandon to describe leaving an important post or position, a bit like this.
I had to abandon my position on the hill, as the enemy were approaching fast.
After the claims about his private life, he had to abandon his role in the government.
Abandon ship! We're sinking!
刚才的例子用到 abandon, 是指离开一个重要的职位或地点。Rob, this sounds very similar to the word desert, 放弃。
Yes, very similar. But desert implies giving up without any notification. You just disappear, like this.
It was very sad. He ran away and deserted his wife and child.
We found the house empty. The people who lived there had deserted it.
在这里 desert 指在没有通知任何人的情况下突然离开。So, Rob, you can desert something or someone if you run away?
Yes. Can I go now?
Don't desert me now. We've got more words to explain, like relinquish. 另一个有弃权、放弃意思的单词。
Now, you can use this word to describe surrendering your right or your position or a possession.
如果你决定放弃你的权利、职位或财产，就可以用 relinquish.这和 surrendering, 交出差不多。让我们再听几个例子吧。
Richard was forced to relinquish the throne.
After his poor performance, John had to relinquish his right as head of accounts.
Now, relinquish isn't a word that gets used regularly, a bit like forsake. When you forsake something, you give up, leave or renounce something, usually something that is special to you. You let go.
Forsake.也是放弃的意思，和 renounce 宣布放弃比较相似。比如宣布戒烟 ，like giving up smoking cigarettes.
Yes, and like this,
Jane had to forsake her old notebook for a new laptop.
Because he didn't turn up to the meeting, John has forsaken his right to be part of the project.
So Helen, would you forsake me for a new presenter?
Never, unless you resign.
I don't think that's going to happen. The word resign relates to work. If you resign, then you give up your job or quit.
就 quit, 辞职，不想干了，比较口语化。
I've had enough of this dull job. I resign.
John's got a new job, so he's going to resign.
Resign 是辞职的正式表达。Rob, please don't resign.Not until you've explained the last phrase. Give up 这又是一个有放弃含义的单词。
Oh, well, to give up is all about resigning, forsaking, relinquishing, deserting, and abandoning. You give up when you stop doing something or you leave somewhere forever. Listen to this.
I had to give up my job because of my poor health.
We had to give up our house by the sea. It was costing us too much.
在这里 to give up 的意思是永远离开或者放弃什么地方或者是事情。
Well, I hope that's helped explain the subtle differences between those words.
好了 ,Tommy, 希望我们解答了你的问题。如果大家对英语学习有任何疑问,请和我们联系。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Now, Rob, could I check some of these words with you again?
I give up. I resign!
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。